This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams. I am so happy to be with you, and I'm so happy to be joined by a couple of guests today. It's odd, or it's funny, or it's apropos that I am sitting here in the conference room, and right between the both of you is a big poster that says collaboration on it. And that's what we're about to talk about. I've got Robin Thompson and Marin Saramelli. Marin is our director of membership, and you are one who's been focused on the nonprofit part of Vail Valley Partnership for a long time. When did you start? When did this all come about?
So I started at Vail Valley Partnership in 2015, and at the time, we had a really great relationship with our nonprofit members, but in the next 2 years after that, we've really ramped up, you know, the benefits that we're able to offer our nonprofits and really building what we now call the nonprofit network, and Robin has been an integral part of that since moving to our community and really, you know, supporting those groups here and those organizations. So the Nonprofit Network is a program with Vail Valley Partnership, Mountain Youth, and also sponsored by Robin. We all work together to support our many organizations in the Valley.
Lots and lots of collaboration. Robin, you've been making every part of this Valley better since you moved here. And we're going to get to you, but I want to jump back because you've got such a heart for nonprofits. I want to know where this came from or, you know, why are you so focused on nonprofits? You really are the connection at VVP for all of us, and we love your passion for it. But can you tell us where it came from?
Yes. I love this community, first of all. And I really love the fact that working at VVP allows me to still be engaged with the nonprofit community because my background is in 501c3 work. So I've worked for numerous nonprofits here in the Valley, including Cando MS, Minturn Community Fund, Vail Valley Charitable Fund, Vail Health Foundation, before coming to VVP. So I do have a very big soft spot for those organizations doing the really great work in the community.
I was exciting to hear you say that. It's nice to hear you say that because I know that's something that's such a part of you, this love for nonprofits. Robin, tell me a little bit about where you fall into this puzzle when you came into town and started working with the Nonprofit Network. How did it all come about?
Yeah, so when I first came here at the end of 2015, what I found was that there wasn't a lot for nonprofits to be educated and to be able to just talk to each other. And so I want to thank the Vail Valley Partnership because the work that has been done and that the Vail Valley Partnership is willing to do this, and Marin has just been unbelievable in putting it all together. And so I had started this group, and then I heard, well, Vail Valley Partnership is doing something like that. So we came together, and then that turned into the Nonprofit Learning Series. It also turned into the Professional Fundraising Certificate course, both of which we have coming up soon.
Boom. Let's talk about those. Let's get right into kind of the meat of what we want to do. Why would someone want a Professional Fundraising Certificate? What are the benefits of that? What are the pathways moving forward?
Yeah, so it has CFRE credits, which is Certified Fundraising Executive Credits through the Association of Fundraising Professionals if people want to get a fundraising certificate. And we've run the course one time now, and it was just, it was amazing. And we do a lot of things, and I call it a soup to nuts program. So people who have no nonprofit experience at all to people who are executive directors sign up for this course, and they learn everything they need to know about nonprofits, because what happens with a lot of people is they learn after they get in the nonprofit, and so there's gaps in what they need to know. And that's one of the reasons the Nonprofit Learning Series is so important in the professionals fundraising certificate course.
I think that it's incredibly relevant in our Valley with as many nonprofits that we have. Are we seeing a lot of interest in this? A lot of people want to come through and get this certification and move forward. It's crazy how certifications are just exploding across all industries right now.
Well, let me tell you a story. This is what happened in the last fundraising certificate course. We had a couple of participants. One is Axel Lloyd, who now works for Eagle Valley Land Trust, and another is James Kinley, who is now executive director of Vail Symposium, who were both in the course.
We know both these guys. We're okay talking about these guys. We can share those stories. Yeah.
Great
facial hair on both gentlemen too. Yeah.
Thus we digress. And so that what happened was they did not know each other. And one of the things I have people do during this course is to actually do a case statement. And that's the case for support for the nonprofit. It's not a business plan. It is, why would you want to support this nonprofit? And so in each session out of the 8 sessions, I will teach a couple of the sections of it, and then that is their assignment before the next week's program. And so then at the very end, they present this to the rest of the group. Well, James was so impressed with what Axel presented that during his presentation, he gave a donation to the nonprofit that Axel was working for. And so then Axel wanted to thank James and said, hey, can we go to lunch? I'd like to see how I can grow in my profession. And in the meantime, James gets a call from Eagle Valley Land Trust and said, we're looking for somebody in this position. Do you know somebody? And James said, I may just know somebody. So we went to lunch, and the rest is history. Axel then applied for the job. He got it. And so this professional fundraising certificate course is a lot more than just learning. It's networking with these other nonprofits. It's learning about them. It's learning about each other.
Yeah. It's kind of that when you ask the chefs, is it the way the food looks or is it the way the food tastes? And they say it's 100% of both on that, which I know the participants are getting out of this, the marketing, the networking. So go into a little bit more details on this learning series and what we know, what we can share with everyone so far. It's always, I know it's like 95% built out, so we're very excited to offer this.
Yeah, so exactly what Robin said. You know, we wanted to offer these continuing education programs here in the Valley because there was that gap. You know, people could go to Denver and find, you know, programs statewide, or, you know, going traveling to the Front Range to get these certificates or get this education. But we really wanted to bring it here and offer that networking piece as well, not just the education. So we have an ongoing series called the Nonprofit Learning Series that's open to nonprofit employees, board members, and it's free to attend for someone affiliated with a nonprofit organization. And we host, you know, 4 to 6 of these events throughout the year based on topics that our nonprofit professionals tell us that they need. We really, as we do at VVP, you know, we really try to understand what the needs are and listen to our community so that we can adapt those and adjust to the current situations and really what people need in this moment. So in the past, we've had, you know, sessions on marketing, we've had fundraising specific sessions, we've had storytelling, we've had meet the funder sessions, which are always very popular, where we bring in funders to talk about, you know, their requirements and to network with the nonprofit professionals as well. So we look forward to, you know, continuing to host these this year. And we're kicking it off with a session on January 25th, which is going to be kind of a listening session for us so that we can, you know, really understand what the needs are and learn, but also an inspirational session where we're bringing in panelists to speak on various topics, including diversity, equity, inclusion, stakeholder engagement, and also, you know, kind of making a plan for your nonprofit. So we're bringing in speakers on those topics to do kind of a TED Talk inspirational type session and have some panel questions. And then, you know, we'll have kind of that listening session at the end so we can really connect with our nonprofit community and then plan the rest of the series throughout the year. So
I like that. I like that you included listening to the community. That's why I said 95% built, because there's always a little bit that will change and adjust and pivot and move to serve the needs of this community, the unique needs of this community. Robin, I know I'm like going all sorts of different directions with this, but you have worked in this industry in different places in this world. A lot of us know the nonprofit world here, but how does it stack up against nonprofit and in other places? You know, I know we have an inordinate number of nonprofits with the money that we have here. Do they compete? Do they battle each other? Or do we all get along?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that's happened with the nonprofit network is that we've all gotten to know each other a little bit better, and so that we don't feel that competition. When I moved here, that competition was real between nonprofits. And I think
there's only so many donor dollars out there, you know, to play devil's advocate, that are out there. So I imagine you're inherently at odds with each other at some points.
Right. But what we understand, especially if we network with each other in these kinds of programs, is that, yes, that donor can give to your nonprofit, nonprofit, and they can give to my nonprofit. It's not exclusively one or the other, because we're very fortunate to have people with high capacity that live here. And because of that, they can give to various different organizations. And so I just think, you know, what Marin's done here is just, it's unbelievable for how it's created this collaboration.
I talked just about dollars, and of course there's so much more than just dollars there. It really is all the other pieces that come with that. Marin, we talk a lot at VVP about all ships rise with the tide. That does apply in this nonprofit world.
Absolutely. And to echo what Robin said, you know, just in the time I've been in this valley, to see the lines of communication become more open, and these opportunities to get together and network with one another just allows to that communication to free flow and say, hey, this is what I'm working on and this is what I'm working on. Oh, there's some synergies there. How do we work together? How do we collaborate on this rather than competing with one another? Or, you know, oh, you're doing this really cool thing. How can I lend my support to help lift that program up? I think in the past few years in particular, this has just really come to the forefront of, these making these connections and bringing people together to have these conversations, you know, do make all ships rise and help us all work together.
It seems like against the, you know, common sense, but no, it absolutely does. And when you think about it, it really is common sense that we all work together. I love this idea. So again, January 25th, the first part, first time to engage. But should someone, miss that date, they're listening to the podcast a little bit after, how else do you want them to find the information and really jump on board and engage?
Yeah, they can find the information on the Vail Valley Partnership website, vailvalleypartnership.com, under our signature programs. You can find more about the nonprofit network, including the Professional Fundraising Certificate course, which starts in February. So don't sleep on that one.
Yeah, that one we got to go.
Yep, that one's in February as well. So it's an 8-week session. From February 16th to April 13th. So you can find more information on our website about that, as well as the ongoing nonprofit learning series. Those will always be updated on our website. And you can subscribe to our email list as well, directly from VailValleyPartnership.com, to stay up to date on that. So
this can serve for someone who wants to work in the nonprofit world, to work as an executive director, to work in fundraising. But to someone who's listening to this, who's like, you know, I want to learn more about nonprofits, is this still applicable, the networking and the knowledge that you're going to share?
Most definitely, because it's amazing. Somebody just said to me the other day, it's like a lot of the experienced nonprofit professionals here have just kind of evaporated. And, you know, we don't know where they went, but they just kind of evaporated.
They're all at a retreat somewhere.
That's right. And so there are so many new people entering into the nonprofit world that have never been in it before. And so, and we love that, because, you know, one of the things I love to do is I love to train new people in the nonprofits. And I was just on the phone with somebody this morning talking about how can we train these people, because we can't find somebody locally with nonprofit experience. So yeah, somebody that wants to get in, it's fertile ground right now for being able to get a job. I mean, there are several nonprofits that have 3 and 4 positions open.
And not only that, but you know, there's board opportunities, there's volunteer engagement opportunities. And so, you know, if you're not looking to directly work for a nonprofit, there's lots of ways to, you know, learn about these organizations here, find something that connects to your interest, and, you know, get involved, whether it's volunteering for an event or an opportunity, or, you know, joining their board perhaps. And we will also, sneak peek, likely be doing our board service basis course again.
Yes.
I know. One more plug for that.
We're doing it.
But that is part of our nonprofit network as well, where we'll have a course in the fall to, you know, talk to people about what it means to join a board, whether it's a nonprofit board or HOA board or any kind of board, really, but including our nonprofit community in that as well, to help train and grow those networks as well, to support the operations, whether, you know, even if you're not directly working, there's other ways to engage and support.
Awesome. Anything else you want to share with the people about what's going on?
Well, for the Professional Fundraising Certificate course, we do have a limit on the number of people that can sign up. So if you're listening to this podcast, sign up as soon as possible. And the Nonprofit Learning Series that's coming up is also limited.
Okay.
So get in there and sign up, and before we fill up.
And like Maren says, get involved. I like it. In whatever capacity that may be. Thank you both for your time. Thank you both for what you do individually as well as together, which is even stronger, as we know from this. I'm just looking at that collaboration and community and all these things behind you. It's awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Maren.
You bet. It's the Partnership Podcast. Bye. Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now. And find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.